The New York Yankees opened their new stadium today and took a thumping from the Cleveland Indians. They lost 10-2, but at least the building impressed. The new ballpark is stately, grand, serious, and, of course, pricey. NPR's Mike Pesca was at the $1.5 billion stadium today, and he sent us this report.
Yankee Stadium is not just on River Avenue in the Bronx. It's also on Wikipedia's list of the world's most expensive objects. It's just below the Space Shuttle, which is odd since the Space Shuttle doesn't feature a steakhouse above a Hard Rock Cafe, but is still more expensive. And sure, you could buy two Hoover Dams for the price of one Yankee Stadium, but fan James Pisano points to a feature no dam offers.
I like the cup holders in the seats. I don't kick a beer over because it's 11 bucks a beer.
But if you do, Tom Cassidy noticed, there's plenty of places to buy a new one.
They can't move 5 feet without hitting the store, yeah.
Plenty of retail options combined with a top ticket price of over $2,500, that's for one seat, will help defray some of the stadium's costs and some of the Yankees' payroll, as always the highest in baseball. Everything's top-notch, first class, the Yankees tell the fans, and the message is getting through. Take Kachi Pritchard, who hasn't missed an opening day in 9 years.
I don't think there's anything too opulent for pinstripes.
Opulent, stately, majestic. Those are the adjectives the stadium invokes. In fact, stadium itself is a word that scares off a lot of other major league teams. Of the 19 ballparks that have opened in the past two decades, this is only the second one to call itself a stadium and not a park or a field. Baseball expert Joe Mock explains that about 100 years ago, baseball teams began playing in facilities made from steel and concrete, not wood. Everyone wanted the stability of a stadium, but, he says, tastes changed.
There was a desire for ballparks to become more personal, more intimate, and the word stadium just sounded a little, maybe ostentatious or a little bit sterile or whatever.
This stadium isn't sterile, but it isn't quirky or whimsical either. Unlike the Mets' new home, there's no dunk tank or wiffle ball park. The only humor is somewhat unintentional. The Yankee Museum has not only Babe Ruth's game-used bat, but also a seat of every iteration of Yankee Stadium. It's a chronicle of the widening of the American backside. The Yankees take themselves much more seriously than that, as the pregame ceremonies indicated.
At the great and illustrious history of the most storied franchise in the history of sports. Not only did the Yankees move across the street, but so did their rich and glorious tradition.
Less rich and glorious are two sections of outfield bleachers, which were built so close to a center field sports bar as to make viewing much of the field impossible. The Yankees discounted those seats, but the scalpers didn't get the memo. They sold them to Mark Burke for
$240.
Oh, man.
Exactly. Exactly.
Do you know how much they usually go for?
Base value on these tickets, say $5. So I paid a ridiculous amount of money. I actually flew up from Florida to come to this game. I've been coming to opening day for the last 8 years, so I wasn't going to miss this one.
As the Yankees can attest, preserving a rich tradition comes at a cost. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.